The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, in the run-up to Christmas, there's a combination of excitement for Santa, travel and disruptions to routine, and it can cause your child to feel a bit more anxious or even just a little more unsettled. Well, joining me on the Kids Clinic this week is neurodevelopment therapist and founder of Cogni Kids, Olwyn Murren, with her tips for how best to support your kids over the coming weeks. Olwyn, you're very welcome to the programme. And I suppose sometimes we think Christmas, the 25th of December, but it's not. It's actually quite a prolonged period of time for children. It really is 2 weeks of their normal everyday life just thrown up into the
air.
That is a form of chaos, which, let's face it, most of us can't wait for at this stage. Yeah. But it can be a bit much for some kids.
It can. It really can. And, you know, it's that prolonged kind of novelty, disruption to routine that can really cause their little nervous system to go into overdrive. And so they've two kind of, well, we all have two types of our nervous system. One is the sympathetic, which is kind of the heightened, aroused state. And then we have the parasympathetic, which is our rest and digest state, which is much better to be in because, you know, we're calmer. So
we're spending a lot of time in the former state, I would imagine.
We are in that heightened state, absolutely. And so, you know, if you think about it, even their disruption to, you know, if they're not school going anymore, even kind of Montessori nursery school, they have a lovely routine. There's a huge disruption to that routine and mornings are a little bit chaotic. And if parents are still going out to work, maybe. So, you know, there might be new childminders in or dropped at somebody's house. And, you know, so already they're starting the day quite dysregulated. And again, then there's disruptions to meal times and, you know, kind of there's that grazing instead of the structured meal times. I know I'm definitely kind of that's in our house for sure. Literally everybody's in the kitchen all the time. So that can cause kind of disruptions.
And what we're eating too,
a lot more sugar.
Let's face it, a lot more sugar. I think I let my child have a fudge bar for breakfast yesterday.
Absolutely.
Just because.
I know the rules, we abandon the rules. And look, we all kind of need a little bit of that too. But it is just to remember that actually this prolonged period can cause havoc on our little ones' systems. So we might see, you know, where they might misbehave a little bit more or be a bit more grumpy or irritable or bouncing off the walls, you know. And these are all signs of very much dysregulation.
I suppose one of the other things that we don't do for Christmas, we don't keep the sleep routine. We tend to move around houses. We might all be in a room together, in and out of the car, sleeping at different times. And look, you want to go with that.
Yeah.
But also it's just about, I suppose, being aware that that doesn't suit a lot of children either.
It really doesn't, no. And if you do have to do any of that, you know, the ideal is if you can still try to focus on the bookends of the day. So how you start the day and how you end the day. So really build in some kind of downtime, some sensory regulatory time. Because again, you know, if we think about the sensory overload as well that they're experiencing, there's lots of different smells and textures and tastes and new clothes and, you know, all of these things, like you're stacking kind of irritations and sensory overload. So build them into the day. So if you can start the day really well, you know, where it's calm, something for me, which is super important for little ones, is a protein rich breakfast. Don't start with like cornflakes or Cocoa Pops, you know, because that's sugar. And then you just build sugar and you've got sugar crashes and the whole system is out of whack. If you can actually start the day with something like scrambled eggs, which is actually just as fast to make as it is to open the box of cereal, pour in the milk and, you know, kind of feed it in that way. So something like scrambled eggs, a little bit of toast, ideally brown toast for a little bit of fibre. And believe it or not, that really sets them up fantastically. So it helps to regulate their system. And then, you know, if they have some sugar throughout the day, then that's okay. But again, maybe focus on dinner, having something protein based as well. So, you know, not lots of starchy carbs for dinner that converts to sugar in the body. So we want to try to always focus that we're having a little bit of protein for our little ones and then have that downtime in the evenings where there's an unwinding, there's a calming down, you know, they're not kind of going from being like hyped up and then told bedtime, you know, at 10 o'clock or whatever. So if you can do a little bath time or something, even if you're visiting relatives or, you know, kind of like if even if it's a quick shower, but just have that downtime, lie in the bed with them, have a read of a book or something like that. So it's just like calming and allowing that system to relax a little bit.
Because that does happen, doesn't it?
It does.
Because you're, as you say, in granny and grandas, and if you're really lucky, your cousins are all around and your cousins are maybe the same age and they're all high as kites
and making memories
to
and
see
it's special.
And you're loving it. So it's trying to just create a little bit of space, actually take them out of that environment for the quiet bath, for the bed before or book before bedtime.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you find it even during the day that there's a lot of high kind of intensity activities and things going on, if you can break it and just bring them off for a little walk, you know, head up to the park or just even walk around the block or, you know, stand in the backfield and look at the cows or something, but just get them out away from screens because, of course, like screens feature massively as well over the Christmas period, you know. So there's an increase in screen time as well. But if you can bring them downwards, so, you know, kind of dot these little kind of coping mechanisms for their system throughout the day, that's going to help massively.
Are toddlers and teenagers affected differently by changes in routine?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Try reasoning with the toddler.
Who's overtired and full of sugar.
Who's completely hangry. You know, totally. Because if toddlers miss their nap times, they get completely overwhelmed and they are actually amped up like way over. And that can be very hard to bring them back down again. So really for toddlers, if you can try and keep them as close to their routine as possible, you know, feed them, kind of keep an eye. Don't let them get too hungry. Don't let them get thirsty and dehydrated, because that actually plays completely havoc with the whole system. Teenagers, you can kind of rationalize a little bit with teenagers a little bit better, but, you know, they still can be overwhelmed, particularly as well if we're talking about if there's neurodiversity in the family as well. So that's something to be really mindful of. But they
because
are
all
affected
those stimulants,
differently.
If you have a child who's neurodivergent, that's really difficult for them. It's extra challenging.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Yeah, it really is completely overload. And a lot of them can just find it really, they can really react badly to changes in routine because of that sensory overload. And it's literally because they don't have capacity left in their bodies to deal with anything else, you know. And that's what I always say, you know, to parents, is like, if you notice a change in your child's behavior over the Christmas, it's generally, it's not that they're misbehaving, it's that they're dysregulated. So figure out, you know, A, are you the parent also dysregulated? Because our kids feed off our nervous systems. So if we're amped up and hyped, and, you know, our kids are going to feel that as well. So if we've got visitors coming and, you know, you can be up to high dough, ask your kids to maybe help set the table or give them little tasks, because that actually helps them to regulate themselves by doing a little task, and it will help you to regulate yourself. So regulate yourself as a parent, first of all, and then regulate your child, because that's the only way you can do it. And do not tell a child to calm down, because you know how
annoying that is when you're an adult. I'm always saying it.
Yeah. And there's no point, because they're in their emotional brain. They can't calm down. So if you can give them a little task, like even ask them to carry in some heavy shopping bags or take tins. This is a great one if you actually are in kind of, you know, stuck. Open the press that has the tins of peas and tomatoes and whatever else, open that press, ask them to take out the tins and put them into a laundry basket, and then just get them to push that laundry basket around the kitchen, because that's heavy work that gives them proprioceptive input, and it actually is fantastic for calming that nervous system down. So you can get anybody to do that. You can do that yourself as a parent, and that will really help you to regulate. So
when I'm pulling around the laundry basket of tinned peas and tinned beans on Christmas Day, Alwyn, and my husband is looking at me like he's going to walk out, I'm going to quote you.
Do,
Alwyn
you can.
Said,
you
I'm
permission.
Just regulating.
Yes,
I'm regulating
I'm
myself.
Regulating myself.
Alwyn Warren, thank you so much for some great advice there.
No problem.
Appreciate it, because I do know it can be difficult for people. Listening to Alwyn's list of what I should be doing shows me I'm doing none of those things. Oh no, says L, one listener. Don't worry, we're all just trying our best.
That's it.
And it is Christmas time. But some great advice there from Alwyn. Alwyn, thank you so much.
No problem.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.